I'm Mary Ellen Murphy, joined by James Mungai, Major James Mungai, with the Grand Haven Salvation Army, and David
Shook.
Say good morning, you guys. Here we go.
Shock.
Shock.
Good morning.
My apologies.
Morning.
I knew I was going to say it wrong.
Yeah, it's easy to do.
How you guys doing this morning?
A little frigid, but good.
Yeah.
Reasonably well.
You know, we were talking off the air, a day like today, you know, it's hard to get volunteer bell ringers on a day like today, or somebody may sign up to ring the bell and then they realize, you know, I'm not going to be able to get there. And that slows you guys down. And so let's start there. We only have like a week and a half left of the Red Kettle campaign.
Correct.
Where are we at on things?
Well, right now we are a little over 25,000 behind where we should be, were last year especially. And so it's a little concerning, but we also know we have a week and a half left, mm-hmm. but we also are going to be looking at more in depth with our mail appeal.
Okay.
So anyone who has received a mailing from me, we would really appreciate your consideration to bring in that mail appeal. You could either send it in, you could deliver it hand, or put it in a kettle.
Okay. Okay. And how many families are you helping? I mean, I said this on the air today. You're helping families that used to donate to the Salvation Army. This is where we're at right now.
Exactly. And okay. Actually, we have right now 585 kids signed up, which is over 100 more than we had last year.
And this is for Christmas.
This is just for Christmas.
Okay.
And we have 50 on a waiting list. And so we have about 250 families that we're also going to be providing cards for meals as well.
So there's a lot going on.
It really is a lot.
You know, and I know that you were looking for stocking stuffers. I mm-hmm. mentioned that yesterday. Mm-hmm. I'll have that in my news later this week. But the Red Kettle campaign is the campaign that you know, it raises the most amount of money all year. And you use this money for things like the Christmas, but also for utilities.
Utility,
you know,
assistance, rent assistance,
right.
Food for our food pantry.
Right.
It helps us keep the doors and the lights, you know, open and on. So this is really essential to our well-being here in Grand Haven.
Can you paint a picture for our audience of what we know that there are homeless people living in their cars here mm-hmm. in the Tri-Cities, and I know people are like, oh, that's not possible. It's happening. Can you paint a picture for our audience of a family in need? What does it look like? It varies, doesn't it? It looks like anything.
Everyone has their own story. It is so different with as many people as we see, that's that many stories. How they got there, why they're in the position that they're in. We just look at what they need immediately and try to fit that need.
Exactly.
But we have people like, do I pay my rent or do I feed my kids?
Right.
Do I pay the mortgage or do I, you know, turn on the lights.
Mm-hmm.
It's really essential questions, basic questions that these families have to go through.
Right. And, you know, and like you say, you know, if a person, somebody loses a job, maybe, and they don't have any family in town that they can turn to, then they get laid on their rent, then they get evicted. It's this trickle down effect. If you don't have a place to live, you can't get your mail.
Exactly. And
you
that's
can't
why,
get benefits. You can't get a bridge car. You can't get the help that you need.
And that's why we're offering our address to a lot of the homeless. We have like 20 right now that we are accepting their mail,
right.
And they're using our address as a mailing list. And we have a folder in a locked cabinet
mm-hmm.
that as mail comes in, we put their mail in their folder, and then they come to us. They can get their mail. They can get all those things. But that's how they can get benefits. That's how they get their mail. We have about 20 that we're doing that on a daily basis for.
And on a day like today, that's really, really hard to take. It really mm-hmm. is. David, your involvement with the Salvation Army is musically, correct?
At this point, it certainly is. And the goal is to, the old-fashioned way, try and reach out to people. So we have this series of concerts at D&W, our local D&W, that begin this Saturday with a performance by the Prevailing Winds, our local community wind ensemble.
Oh, yeah.
So that at 11 o'clock. And then it runs through Christmas Eve. We have a whole series of concerts, and I think you can find them. Where can we find these?
Well, it is on our website.
It is. Okay.
Okay.
And these are posted all over the place so we can try to get to.
By these, you mean our flyers.
Our flyers.
Oh, I have to make sure they're being given out at D&W for stocking stuffers.
There is one in D&W,
oh,
especially connected to our south door actually at the kettle. That's where also where our tip-tap machine is.
How has the tip-tap been working out for you?
Very good. We've had 42 taps for over $380.
Wonderful. Okay.
So, and that's a first time, and people are saying, this is incredibly easy.
And this is with a credit card or a debit card. It's $5, $10, or $20, right?
That's correct.
Okay, $5, $10, or $20.
They can do their debit card, credit card, or mobile wallet.
That's awesome.
It really is. And we've seen a lot of people use that.
Let me take a look at this schedule really quick. So you're going to be having music at D&W now all the way through the 24th. Very, very cool.
In their cafeteria area.
Okay, very nice. Very nice.
D&W has, for donkey's years, made itself available as a home base for the Salvation Army. There were times when other stores would tell the ringers to Glasgow or you know where.
Right.
Things have changed, but D&W has remained a stalwart. So for the last 13, this is the 13th year of inviting all these other musicians to come and give of their time and talent. And they do give. This is, nobody gets paid.
Right,
so
you're
these
doing
musicians,
this.
Very often musicians, you know, I collect musician jokes. So as a trumpet player, the difference between a trumpet player and a large pizza.
What's that?
A large pizza can feed a family.
My partner, James, is a musician. And so I remember last year there was a tornado warning, or 2 years ago, I was over here in West Michigan. There was a tornado warning in downtown Grand Rapids. He went down with a dog and took all his guitars.
Oh, no.
Of course. You got to keep first things first.
But yeah. Musicians, it's like this common thing that you guys have.
These musicians, I mean, there is humor among us, but there is also a deep understanding of the need. So we also, antipodally, offer a concert, big band dance in the summer at Baker Lumber.
Awesome.
And that's in, you know, so 6 months out from Christmas. And the musicians there often give to the kettle. Sometimes they turn over their entire salaries.
I love that.
They make it. Yeah. You cannot outgive God, but darn it, we should try.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is going to be great, and I think it's going to be wonderful for people to go to D&W and check out a concert through Christmas Eve. Now, people can go to salvationarmy.org/Grand Haven, or just in the search bar on Google, type in Salvation Army Grand Haven.
Right.
The website pops right up. If you want to register to ring, you have to create an account. You can go to registertoring.com, create an account, pick some days. I met someone the other day at the D&W in Allendale that listens to the radio station, and he signed up to register to ring. So I met a brand new person who has been ringing for a couple of days and said that it was really inspiring to do that. So once you do it, you'll love it.
It's fun. And I've heard people say, I haven't seen these people in years, and they crossed by my kettle site, and we got to reconnect. And they say they see the joy of people giving the money, and it just warms their heart.
It does. And if you're not able to register to ring, or maybe you can't get out to D&W, or you're not going to have a mailer, but you're in a position to give. And Ottawa County is the most generous county I've ever worked in, and it really, really is. And you're in a position to give. Salvation Army would be a great start because, you know, they say people that are in a position to give, they just need to be asked.
Yes.
And so that's what we're doing. We're asking you to donate to the Salvation Army. You guys are in need desperately.
Well, and the money that's collected here gets used here.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
It stays in town.
It stays in town with zero pennies for administration.
Mm-hmm. How long? I think I'm ringing on Christmas Eve till 3, but I would think 5 o'clock is probably the cutoff. You don't want people out there all night long doing
4 o'clock.
4
actually.
O'clock. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. That
we
makes sense.
Get the kettles in, put them to bed.
Yeah.
And then I had to go see my grandkids.
There you go. There you go. And you got, you know, you count that money. And like you had said, if you were getting a kettle from in front of Fortino's, the money's wet because it's so wet outside.
Yes.
So a lot of a lot goes into counting that money and tallying all that up, and I appreciate everything that you guys did and coming in on a day like today. I tell you,
well, I appreciate the musicians that are coming.
Yeah, this is awesome,
David, for really handling this all. Mm-hmm. He adds it all up and gets them all out, and what a wonderful opportunity to join music with the Salvation Army. It's a great blend, and it's very much appreciated.
Awesome. And I will try to find that flyer on your Facebook page and put that on our Facebook page so people that they will know that who they can go see. Steel Deal doing it. Everybody knows that band. And everybody knows you're a musician, David, so people know who you are.
Bob Fullerton and Prevailing Winds, and then the West Michigan Banjo Club. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Violinist Sam Kochman.
He's the guy that plays out on,
yes, he
on Washington.
And he's a guy who
great.
He understands the need. And then the Aquatunes, a surf rock duo.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Heisinger is. If we don't laugh, we got something wrong with us. Then Becca Beebe, A Christmas Carol Sing. And Becca and I actually have probably almost 30 years of playing at D&W for the Salvation Army.
Aww.
But just the two of us. But we started 13 years ago for Love of the Sally. With all these other musicians, members of the River Rogues, I'll be playing with that, and then the Heritage Hill String Quartet. These folks come over from Grand Rapids.
I know who
to
they
play.
Are. Yep.
And then finally on Christmas Eve, Paul Hebert and I will try and let you down easy.
I love it. This is wonderful. Thank you for being here. We'll do whatever we can
Thank
to
you,
help.
Mary
okay.
Thank you so much.